With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. 30-year-old suspect in a deadly attack in Vancouver is charged with multiple counts of murder after police say he intentionally rammed his vehicle into a crowd at a street festival in the Canadian city over the weekend. 11 people were killed, many more injured.
In Vancouver, a man drove an SUV into a crowd at a Filipino festival, killing multiple people and injuring scores more Saturday night. Police say they are confident it was not terrorism and have the 30-year-old driver in custody. Video shows a man surrounded by people screaming and swearing at him. That man says, "I'm sorry." Abigail Andisa was at the festival.
There's a car that went just through the whole street and just hitting everyone.
She says it was pure carnage.
Maybe 20 people down. And everyone is panicking. Everyone is screaming.
Vancouver Councillor Pete Fry tells CTV it's a sad day.
I'm pretty choked up.
I'm Julie Walker.
And they held a vigil for the victims last evening. President Trump set to return to a state that he won in 2016 and 2024. Tomorrow, he'll hold a campaign-style rally in Michigan, Macomb County to be specific, north of Detroit. The Trump campaign describing the event as a celebration of the most successful and monumental first 100 days of any administration in history. Predicting what he calls a bonanza for America, the president standing by his policy on tariffs. He's facing some strong headwinds in the form of criticism and dire predictions of a global economic meltdown. But Mr. Trump insists the tariff hikes are already producing jobs, making America wealthy, and reducing or even eliminating some Americans' income taxes. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 63 points, while the Nasdaq futures 44 points in the red. This is SRN News. A new poll asks people around the world about free speech.
The Pew Research Center survey finds that a majority of people believe that the right to say whatever you think without fear of reprisal is important. Here in the U.S., 62% of adults say freedom of speech is very important. The highest percentage can be found in Germany, 87%. The lowest in Singapore, 35%. Freedom of speech is not quite the same as freedom of religion, but the two tend to be closely connected. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report indicates that persecution of Christians in Pakistan is on the rise again. The survey conducted by Human Rights Focus Pakistan finds believers are victims of an unusually high number of murders, abductions, and forced conversions during the first 3 months of this year. Jeff King is president of International Christian Concern, says the world must wake up to this crisis and hold Islamabad accountable for its shameful record. This is SRN News. New electric vehicle startup backed by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is headed to the market.
Slate Auto, headquartered in Michigan, made its debut Thursday night at a design studio in Long Beach, California, promising electric trucks for under $20,000 with a federal tax credit. The trucks are rather low-tech when it comes to amenities compared to others with manual windows and no informational screens. The company plans to build its trucks that can travel 150 miles on a single charge in Indiana. The truck is expected to go on sell in 2026. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker sharply criticizing fellow Democrats. He says they're not doing enough to oppose President Trump. Pritzker delivered the keynote address at a high-profile Democratic Party dinner in New Hampshire, the latest in a series of speeches he's given this year. The billionaire hotel there has been laying the groundwork for a potential presidential campaign for years. More details at srnnews.com.